Now entering Nerdist.com.
So we get massive amounts of non-viewer mail.
Well,
as you know.
It would be viewer mail, except for the fact that they're not viewers.
I said we get massive amounts of non-viewer mail.
They're not viewers.
That's my point when I say non-viewer mail. You corrected me, but you were wrong to correct me. Here's one of my favorite ones recently. Can I share this with you?
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to like it. This is from Deanna and Evan. Deanna and Evan from Brookline, Massachusetts.
Yeah, over there.
You know Massachusetts, right?
Sure. It's up there in New England.
They're not fighting us Yankee fans for a playoff spot this year.
Not this year.
No. They're playing this week.
They got no choice. They got to play.
They got to play these games. When the 162 game, when MLB puts out the schedule, MLB is hoping against hope that come fall, these games really matter.
But they don't.
The Red Sox-Yankees tilts.
Well, I mean, the Reds,
often they do.
Usually do.
Bloodbaths.
But the Red
Sox. You got to love them.
The Red Sox this year are terrible.
Surprisingly terrible. They let go of my favorite Red Sox this year.
Oh, yeah.
Uke. And I'm just like, how do you let go of that guy?
Right.
So.
Not Yastrzemski?
When I said Uke, was that a blank look you gave me?
No, Kevin Euclid.
Yeah. See, this is why I love you. You know, you play. Magic, folks, Magic will. He's not above playing. Look, I'm this guy. I'm kind of like I'm a funny man. I'm an actor. I'm a comedian. I'm dry. I wear a black t-shirt. I'm witty. Obviously, a guy like me can't know much about sports, politics. And yet, here's this guy. He's got a book about the current political situation out. Bestseller. New York Times bestseller. And he,
not so much. But,
no, but New York Times bestseller.
Wow.
I can say that.
Sure, you can
I'm
say
your
it.
Best friend.
It's not true, but you could say it.
New York Times bestseller.
Yep.
And then he suckers me with the blank look on Uke. And he's like, Kevin Euclid, trainer of the White Sox. He knows. He always knows. And he always does this because people expect he's not going to know. And yet he'll get Cecil Espy from the Pittsburgh Pirates beating out an infield hit down the base path. And he'll know what exactly he's talking about. He's fantastic. So anyway, these folks, Deanna and Evan, they recently got married, sent us a gift bag that the wedding celebrants received.
Yeah.
In their...
Well, like a goodie bag for the wedding.
Sure. That they left in the rooms of the guests. And we managed to get one. We weren't really invited.
Not even a little bit.
Here's where I'm mad. Here's where I'm mad about that. It's not here's why I'm mad. Here's where I'm mad about that.
Uh-huh. Here's okay. Where you're mad.
Yeah, in the whole scheme of things, as they send this stuff to us, very nice gesture, right? I also approve wholeheartedly of the last line in their letter, which is, cheddar potato, suck my dick. Michael Ian Black, Pop Chips, episode 33.
Mm-hmm.
This shows me these people got game. We wish them well as they enter their life together. Their wedding weekend schedule, here's why I'm mad, Magic.
Okay.
That we weren't directly invited to this because guess what happens at 11 a.m. on the Saturday?
I don't know.
The day of the wedding.
I know.
Go.
Probably formal wedding rehearsal.
Yeah, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
Something where we got to dress up, we got to do something.
Take pictures.
Yeah,
and
we get the ceremony starting at 5:45, so at 11 o'clock we got to get, you know, here's what they're doing. Wiffle ball game.
Wiffle ball.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. I'm like, I want to be invited and I want to be playing wiffle ball. And not only that, Magic, here's what the Saturday events are, okay? Wiffle ball game at Academy Hill. That sounds great right there.
Yeah.
Right? Wiffle ball game at 11 a.m. What's the next event?
Wedding.
5 p.m. shuttle bus for the wedding. You know? So, 11 to 5.
Well, I don't think the game's lasting 11 to 5. I think they're saying,
but just in case.
We got to give ourselves time. Could go into extra innings.
It's a wiffle ball game.
Yeah.
They've taken their wiffle ball game seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wedding I want to be included in.
Well, you got the bag.
I got the bag. Yeah. So look, next time you guys get married, all right, and you're having a wiffle ball game, Michael and I want to be included.
Well, Tom does.
Yeah, Michael and I want to be there.
When you invite Tom and me, because I do expect an invitation, Tom will accept. I will have other plans. I will have to politely decline.
My thing is, you're only declining because you can't hit my wiffle knuckle. And you don't want to be embarrassed in front of Evan and Deanna and all their very, very, very cute guests.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what you can do? You can just laugh it off. You can, like, not take the bat off your shoulder. You can go ball, 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 uh-huh. And then walk down to first. Strut down to first.
So in wiffle ball, you call your own balls and strikes?
I can be like this. What? What? Those were strikes. What? I can play the fool. You know me, Magic.
You like to play the fool.
I like to play the fool. Yeah, I don't like to take advice from fools.
Worst people to take advice
from. Why would you take advice from fools?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the little shout out to these guys. Congratulations. Nice going on that 6-hour wiffle ball game the day of your wedding. Magic, look, I just think that's the kind of thing you got to do. My one advice to people who are getting married.
Wiffle ball.
Not just that. Oh. But in keeping with that kind of idea. It's your day. It's one rotation of the earth. Do nothing on that day you don't want to do. Yeah. Reception line? Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, Auntie Agnes?
Right.
Haven't seen you. What? Sciatica? Don't care.
Right.
Yeah, don't care. Watch this. Headbutt. Ow. Nose explosion. Down goes Agnes. Mm-hmm. Fine with that.
You don't want to have the reception line.
I didn't. I don't. I don't. I don't want to have the reception line. Do you?
No. I think we probably had one. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
Nah.
I got married a long time ago.
Yeah, 17 years, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. You're one of those, like, young old guys or old young guys.
Well.
Because look at you. You could be the face of Jürgens.
Uh-huh.
Right now, you could be the face of Jürgens.
Instead, Lotion. I'm the face of Muesli.
Which are also good.
Yeah.
I like those ads. When you're on the plane there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really on a plane?
No, we weren't on a plane.
Crazy, right? Yep. Hollywood.
Yep.
Looked like a plane to me.
Yeah.
Looked like you were stuck in there in the seats in a plane.
Nope.
You're not on a plane.
No.
How do they do that?
Cameras.
Fuck. Unbelievable. Hey, I want to say, just if I can, quick aside.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Mates.
Mike and Tom. Eat snacks!
Mates!
With my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Today on
whoa,
the show.
Whoa. I say, my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Mm-hmm.
You say.
I said, welcome to the show.
Yeah, but we've only introduced half the team.
Oh, but we said your name before, probably a bunch of times. We've been recording for almost 7.5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we've said your name.
But what if we didn't? Well, normally, you know, it's just like we may have said your name too, but it's like we open the door to the mates. You know, it's a formal welcoming when we say, welcome to Mates with my good friend, Maggle, and...
It's like a reception line at a wedding.
Huh?
You know, it's like, why do something I don't want to do?
I've been hoisted by my own petard.
This is the one half hour, 40 minutes I get per week where I can just be myself. You know? Why do I got to lavish attention on you?
You know?
Why do I got to dip my ladle into the pot of affection and start flinging it your way?
You make a good point.
No thanks.
You make a good point. When you started talking about dipping your ladle into the pot of affection and throwing it at me, I thought, he makes a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think we'll just pass on the introduction.
Well, it's not that I don't have affection for you.
It kind of seems like you don't. That sort of thing where it's just like 4 seconds of your lifetime to say, and my good friend Tom Cavanaugh, and you decided to give it a pass because you think maybe we may already have somehow dropped my name in the first 7.5 minutes. Well, that kind of implies to me a little bit, not so much, but a tiny bit, that maybe you just don't really have that much fucking affection for me. It's what that implies.
I can understand the implication.
Yeah, you're not coming out and saying it.
I would never say
it. Not in so many words, but by eschewing the 4 seconds of grace that it would take to say, Tom Cavanaugh, after, I might add, I have taken those 4 seconds to say, my good friend, Michael Ian Black, it sort of implies, it's not said, it's not outspoken directly, but it sort of implies that you don't give a flying fuck about me.
If you think our friendship is so shallow that I need to take my ladle and dip it into the pot of affection every single time we have a goddamn podcast. If you need that, if you need that affection flung your way from a fucking ladle, then all I can say is, fine. Here's my ladle.
Well, just before you dip your ladle into the pot of affection.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just examine the situation. You've got a ladle, correct?
Yeah.
You have a pot of affection.
Sure.
If not, the 4 seconds of introductory goodness that comes with our welcoming our mateys, if you do not dip said ladle into said pot then, what good is it having not just a ladle, but a pot of affection?
I only have...
When will you dip the ladle into the pot of affection, if not then?
I only have so much affection in my pot.
It's a pot. It carries a whole pot full of affection.
It's not, I never said the pot was full of affection. I said I had a pot of affection.
Ah, so you are then saying that... Are you saying... I don't know what you're saying. Are you saying that your pot does not brimmeth over?
I'm saying there's a certain amount of affection in my pot, and if you make me stand up and look into it to see how much affection is in there, I will. And as
from a seated position, I can look at my pot and see that it brimmeth over.
You see my pot. You see where the top of my pot is.
I see it. I see it.
I can't see over
the top. Crane your neck.
I'm craning.
Crane.
I'm craning.
You're hardly craning. Your back isn't even fully straight.
It's fully straight.
Now it's fully straight. Now crane your neck. Your neck isn't craning. Now you can see.
I cannot see over the top.
Your eyes are here.
It's not brimmeth over. I know that.
Well, is it? I mean...
I'm answering your first question.
Okay,
does it brimmeth over? No.
I said, does it brimmeth over?
It does not brimmeth over.
All right. Is your pot of affection full?
I can rap on it.
Yeah, it does not sound hollow at all, does it?
No, it's not hollow.
No, it doesn't sound hollow. It
doesn't sound full.
It doesn't. Well, it sounds fairly full. And that was when you knocked upon the pot of affection, it gave a nice, satisfying thunk sound.
Yeah, I heard a little wah, wah, wah. I heard a little reverberation in there. I heard a little echo in there. Do you know what in my head?
How much affection do you think you have in that pot?
I don't know. Maybe a third.
You brought the pot in with you. What?
Maybe a third.
Just a third full?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I'm standing up right now to look at. Oh my god!
It was.
Your pot is full.
It's pretty much.
And when you
I was hoping you weren't going to look.
Your ladle is not. It's not even a great sized ladle. It's a solid sized ladle, but really, if you were to dip that ladle into that pot of affection and fling that at me, it would be 1/200,000th of the affection you have in your pot.
Yeah, it'd be like a spitting in the ocean or removing a cup of spit
exactly
from the ocean.
Like a raindrop in a storm.
Yeah,
and you can't spare that affection.
Do you know what it is?
This pot. What is it?
If I'm being totally honest,
which I always want you to be totally honest with yourself.
It's that I have so little affection for myself
uh-huh.
that I feel like I need to hold on to this affection in case I need a little affection.
Could one person possibly need that massive, brimming pot full of affection all to themselves?
Tom, I've been ladling from that pot of affection into my gullet for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't... The affection stays full, but I don't get any less hungry for it.
So, you remain unsatisfied.
I do.
Even though that pot brimmeth over with affection.
It's not brimmeth over, but it's full.
Well, it's pretty... It almost brimmeth.
Yeah.
It's like literally 4 millimeters below the brim.
There's a lot of affection in that pot.
And yet you can't spare any of that affection for your good friend, Tom Cavanaugh.
Maybe that's my problem. Maybe if I spared a little affection for the people that I love, maybe some of that affection would land on me.
But the other side of that coin is maybe not.
Yep. That's why I can't.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I can't take that chance.
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
So
I
this is
I support
Mike
you.
And Tom Eat Snacks, where each week we employ the purr system, pat pending. Pick a snack, eat a snack, rate a snack.
Today on Mates, we've got a letter that cometh to us from...
Talia.
It's not even a letter, really. It's more like two strips of paper scrawled upon.
Which I don't mind.
Me neither. Oh, there's something else in there.
Oh, yes. This could go one of two ways. I could either appreciate this or not.
I'm going to say you're going to appreciate it.
I do.
Ah, good. Oh, I do, too.
A little cartoon figures. Kind of like eggs.
Not bad. Yeah, well, eggs, but don't forget that these eggs have feet and hands.
Yep. One dressed as an American with an eye patch.
Yeah, with a pirate eye patch when you say dressed as American, the egg has red bars, red and white stripes, like the flag, and then the eye patch is the an eye patch made of blue cloth, it looks like, with the stars. So stars and stripes. And then the other egg, both eggs seem slightly cross. Mm-hmm. The other egg is, its mouth is essentially a red maple leaf, the Canadian flag, and it sports a red toque. For those Americans out there, which I think there are very few and far between, but just in case, a toque is what we Canadians call a knit cap to you Americans. And they both seem to have like little – you've got white booties and I've got red booties on. And both of us are saying – I assume this is us, mm-hmm. the American egg and the Canadian egg. We're good eggs. And they're both saying pew, pew. Perfect. As in stormtroopers hitting the ground. So I love this already.
Little note. Dear Michael, Ian Black, and Tom – see, even she gives more weight to my name.
Or feels that because of the distance you create by not ladling from your pot of affection, she has to formally address you, Michael Ian Black, whereas for me, who is open and generous with his ladling, she feels she can just say, hey, Tom.
Right. Well, she assumed correctly. But then, mm-hmm. the second
then
word...
Then she takes us to task?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
But the second word in the letter, it goes I, and then the second word is assume, which is the word we just employed, and the assume is in quotation marks, which I don't quite understand. But she says, I, quote, assume, unquote, this is the perfect snack for you, given that it is both Jewish and Canadian. So I'm going to let the mateys think about what that could possibly be. Also, I personally enjoy this snack very much. As always, thanks for the smiles. Either Talia or Talia, T-A-L-E-A. P.S. Had I sent Smarties and M&M's, the enclosed drawings would have made so much sense.
Of course, because these little eggs would then have been Smarties or M&M's.
And arguing with each other going, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
But in this case, this is a snack that should bring us
the
together.
The mateys will recall our comparing the Smarties to M&M's. Podcast of your Jewish Canadians, famous ones like Shaun White, for example.
Shaun White's Jewish?
Yeah, Jewish Canadian, Shaun White, the redheaded Shaun White.
He's not American?
What?
He's not American? Sure, he's American, that kid.
Well, he's American, but he's also not Jewish.
Well, I don't know. He might have been Jewish. I was hoping he was Jewish because, you know, we don't got that many.
Not many Jews?
Well, not that many Jewish athletes.
Canadian Jews is what you're saying. There's Donald Sutherland. He's Canadian.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, no. George Clooney.
Right.
Proud Jewish Canadian. Who else? I'm only going for the famous Jewish Canadian.
Well,
like Clooney,
you're overlooking,
Shaun White.
You're overlooking probably the most famous Jewish Canadian of all.
Hold on a second. Don't tell me. Santa Claus. No. Not Santa Claus. He's Canadian.
No, this is a female.
Yes, of course. The most famous Jewish Canadian. Oh, this is why she sent it. Talia Balsam.
Not who I was going for.
Okay. Don't tell me. The most famous is an actress?
Yes.
Okay. Sigourney Weaver.
Nope.
Sigourney Weaver.
Nope.
Okay, don't tell me. Is she Canadian?
Yes.
She Jewish?
Yes.
Brad Pitt. Nope. Brad Pitt?
Female,
right, female. Don't tell me.
I won't.
Don't tell me. Okay, she's Canadian?
Yep.
She's Jewish?
Yeah.
I don't know her first name, but I know she's Muhammad Ali's daughter.
You're getting much closer.
Okay, don't tell me. She's Canadian?
Yep.
And she's Jewish?
Yes.
Those are the clues?
Yes.
A Canadian Jew?
Yes.
Is it Churchill?
No, you were closer with the other guess.
With the other guesses? Okay, well, don't tell me. What are my clues again?
Okay, she's Canadian?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm Canadian.
Uh-huh.
So good.
And she's Jewish.
Jewish. Shaun White.
No.
No?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry! Ah! Oh, I had it on
you
the tip of my
stupid.
Tongue.
You feel stupid.
I do feel dumb.
It is the obvious.
Halle? Yeah, Halle. Right. Halle. I think the correct pronunciation because Halle uh-huh. Berry.
Yeah.
Halle. Damn it. That was right there for the taking.
Look, sometimes we get a little mental gap.
It's hard not to think about Shaun White, though. You know, like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You kind of like, it's the first obvious thing that comes, you say,
right.
Canadian
you say,
Jew, Shaun White.
The flying tomato.
Yeah.
Like, oh, flying tomato.
Flying tomato.
Jewish.
Yeah.
The snack
today
is one that you see from time to time in little grocery stores.
In what?
Grocery stores where you buy your groceries.
You what? Groceries? You buy your groceries where?
We've been over this.
Yeah. I just kind of think that we need to go over it again. You buy your groceries in...
The grocery store.
You don't buy your groceries in the grocery store?
No. How would you buy groceries?
Well,
I mean, unless I don't know, you that's what you did as a business.
No, but I'm saying you could go down the aisle of the grocery store,
right,
and pick out various groceries that you needed and put them in your cart and pay for them.
I almost don't understand what you're saying. You're saying at the grocery store they would sell groceries? That doesn't even make sense.
What are you saying? Well, okay. Here's what I need to know. Have you ever heard of a grocery store?
I'm not following
you. He's thinking. Okay.
So I want groceries.
Yes. You go to?
The grocery store.
Okay. What if you want groceries?
Then I guess...
You buy different franchises.
I guess, yeah. I would get a loan from a bank or I don't know what I would do. It's so beyond my ken. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I am 16 going on 17. I'll take care of you.
But a lot of times when you...
That's the only song I know that uses the word ken.
Oh, yeah.
You are someone older than wiser. Where does ken come in? Someone beyond my ken. Sugar and spice and everything nice. I'll punch you at 9:45. Ah, you are 19.
Ken, noun. One's range of knowledge or sight. I used it absolutely correctly.
Of course you did. You're a wordsmith.
Don't question me on grocery.
I'm not questioning. I'm just asking you questions. It's different. If I was questioning, you'd be like, where were you the night of the 25th when the maid was found bludgeoned to death with a black matted hammer?
But why would you be asking me like that? Why would you be using that tone of voice?
More like this. Where were
Better.
You on the night of the 25th, Mr. Black? And you would say?
I was home in the armoire with my butler.
I was in the armoire with my butler?
You were in the armoire.
Jesus.
Yes,
that's what we're doing.
Yes, you were with your butler, Jesus. I don't know what you're doing. You just have to have Jesus, your butler,
right,
as your...
I guess he would be my... he'd be my alibi.
Your alibi.
Right. Yeah, Mr. Black was diddling me in the armoire.
Very well. You're right. It's like, very well. Can you prove this said diddling?
Well, I have the bite marks.
Let's make... Please the court to see the bite marks on Jesus.
There they are.
Yes. Those look... Please the court to examine the bite marks. Oh. Yes, those are rather tasty bite marks, Mr. Black. How can we tell these are Mr. Black's bite marks, please the court?
Well, if I were to bite down again...
Black, if you bite me in said region, I will be able to then compare... Please bite me, Mr. Black, please the court. Yes, look! Uncanny! These bite marks resemble those bite marks. I say, by Jove, he has a fancy and accounted for alibi. He could not have bludgeoned the maid with a blacksmith hammer on the night of the 25th. If he was diddling the butler Jesus.
In the armoire.
In the armoire.
So this is a Jewish-Canadian snack, of which I think there are probably zero others. I mean, I don't know that this is even Jewish. I don't even know if this is specifically Jewish. It's more, I would say, Middle Eastern.
Halva.
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 Halva. Natural sesame bar. Halva.
Halva.
Here's what I don't like. Sesame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when we were, like, looking through the stock, looking through our stock to see what we were going to go with, and it's nice to be back. Isn't it nice to be back?
Oh, great to be back.
But it's kind of got a condom wrapper on it.
It looks awful.
Yeah, just...
I'll tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it almost looks like a power bar, but turdier looking. Like a real turdy power bar. It just looks like a turd.
This is just... And here's what I really dislike about it. There's a membrane of slight liquid film.
I think that's honey.
All around it. You think that's what it is?
Yeah. It doesn't smell bad. It smells like...
It smells great.
It smells like those Mary Janes, is that what they're called? Those little peanut candies?
Yeah, you know what, Magic? There are times in the snack game when you just do it because you're a professional. These are one of those times. You know, we've had like those Kroger's Jell-O, and we've had a few things where I'm just like... We've had certain things where I've been... I've eaten things that I am actually allergic to. Watermelon and guac, avocado come to mind with the guac. You don't really, you know, you don't, when faced with that, you're like, look, the water's cold. I don't want to go in. I'm cold right now, standing on land. I don't really want to jump in.
But fuck it. I'm a lifeguard.
I jump in, you know? And so here we go. Oh, no, I don't like that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Ooh, that's awful.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's not what I expected.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It's lighter.
Oh, so much lighter.
I thought it was gonna be chalkier than I thought.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's rough going.
Oh, I do not enjoy this bite in my mouth right now.
It's hard to describe. It's like taking a bite of fart air.
Well, you just said it was hard to describe and then described it perfectly. Once more, adding to your legend.
Oh, man.
That is rough, man.
I thought it was going to be... Well, first of all, I think we both thought it was going to be chewy.
I thought it was going to be more like... that, you know, that kind of power bar consistency.
Yeah.
You got to kind of fight through, have a chunk bite. So I went in there strong, and the thing just, like, slid off. Like, it's much lighter and chalkier. If things are going to be light and chalky, don't cover them with honey, I feel.
Might not. Now I'm thinking that it's maybe not honey.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'm thinking it's just phlegm. I don't know
phlegm,
what
it is. You think it might be phlegm? We just bit into a phlegm-covered chalk bar?
Oh, fuck. I don't know what that is. These Canadian Jews are assholes. I don't know what that is. I mean...
Canadians in general. I gotta go in again. I mean, just because I'm a matey. I mean, I don't know how to run
the matey. I think I blighted that.
You did? See, I'm going again.
It's
look,
like a...
Talia or Talia, you can't say we're not trying. We're trying here. Oh. I don't want to go in again. I'm going in again.
It's sounds worse like, on the second bite. I'm telling you it's worse.
Like Michael's honeymoon. Oh, it's way worse on
this. It's been a long time since we've had a snack this bad.
I'm perversely somehow pleased that we're in the moment now. You know the moment's coming. You dread it. You don't want it. Then when you're in, you're kind of like, here we go. Let's go.
Yep.
It's like when we were training for the Navy SEALs.
Yep.
That week before we got into training down there in Coronado was almost worse. It wasn't worse.
It was fucking worse. It was terrible.
The week was awful. But the week of anticipation was awful, too.
Yeah.
What are they going to do to us, you know? Then when you're there, you're like, look, I'm running in the ocean with a big log. I'm coming back. I'm diving on the sand. I'm freezing. I'm running back in the ocean.
Well, you.
Well, all of us.
Well, if you remember, the first thing you do is,
when
you get to the SEAL training,
they
put you in a big pool.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in a pool with your full pack on, and they go, and you're thinking to yourself, well, this isn't so bad. I can hang out in this pool. And then they go, well, we're all just going to hang out in the pool until three of you drop out.
Yeah.
And my hand just shot up.
Like, no problem.
Yeah, because I was like...
Yeah, I don't want to be a SEAL.
It wasn't even that. It was like, I know we're going to be in here for hours.
Yeah.
And at the end of those 8 hours or 10 hours or 14 hours, whatever it is, I'm going to be the guy that raises his hand. So let me just get that out of the way now.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
You're having some soup.
Yeah.
That's right. You're on the deck. Kind of got a blanket around you.
I'm
kind
done.
Of joking with the other guys because they laugh because they don't know what to make of you.
Right.
They expect everyone to come in macho and tough and trying.
And I was.
And you're like, you before you got in the pool completely.
Yeah, but they said.
They say, hey, Black. You're like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. I was. Oh,
you're like, you looked at them in the guy in the eye. What is his name? Gibbons?
Yeah.
You looked him in the eye and said, hey, Gibbons, I'm going to run in your fucking unit next year.
Mm-hmm.
So be, right?
Yeah, be.
Yeah, be. You looked in the eye and said, just be. He knew. He like at first he wanted to get I dropped to the thing and give me 60 Black, but then he's like, something about this guy tells me he is going to be running the unit next year, so I better be
right. But then
they like got the packs on. You're wearing the fatigues.
Right.
Jump in the water.
Right. And I'm like, I can handle
I'll
this.
Jump in the water when I fucking jump in the water, Gibbons. Remember what I just said? Gibbons like kind of laughing a little bit, but he could tell he was like,
oh, there's a little fear behind his eyes.
There's a little fear behind his eyes. He was like, we all do this together. Like, oh really? That's what I'm saying to you next when I'm running the unit next year, right. Gibbons. And he was like, hey, no, come on, get in. You know, he started to barter with you.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, I knew he was done.
That guy was done.
At that point, I was in the water.
Uh-huh.
Bobbing up and down with the pack.
Right.
And I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm like, Magic is giving it to her seal.
I gave him the business.
On day one.
I gave him all the business.
Just in the eyes, all over him.
And then
he was backing off.
He backs off. I get in the pool.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no problem. I can be in this pool.
Yeah.
And then they very clearly said.
Yeah. It was Feldman. Feldman gets up and he's like, all right, punks. We're going to stay in this pool till three of you maggots drop out. I want to see a show. Yes, Michael? And they didn't even know.
I'm out.
Because he didn't even say show of hands. He didn't get the hands.
Right.
He's like, let me see a show. Yes, Michael?
I'm out.
What?
I'm out. Because I knew.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why go through the futility of that exercise when everybody in that pool knows who's dropping out? I'm one of the three.
Right.
Let me just make it easier for everybody else.
The hard thing is, there were 17 guys, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a week. Mm-hmm. And the last thing they do in the week is, and there were three of us left, and the last thing they do in the week is they put you on these icy cold pillars on the pier at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they have to tread water for like all night.
Brutal.
In the icy cold water.
Brutal.
And then they take you out,
mm-hmm.
and they put you back in.
Oh.
And all the time when they're there, we got hot soup right here.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's thinking back to like Magic on the Deck 6 days ago
mm-hmm.
with his hot soup and his blanket.
Yeah.
You know? And then what's excruciating is guys go through a full week, and then like they can't make it, they ring the bell, and they're out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're having the hot soup. But on day six, you circumvent all that. You're
right. Adroitly. Ow. I'm like, I'm out.
And then those guys have never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of like, they think maybe it's a trick. Maybe he's going to run the unit. Maybe he's already running the unit.
Right.
So they're kind of like showing some respect, joking with you on the deck.
Yep.
You're like, Gibbons, another bowl of soup. He's like, all right. He doesn't know what to do. He's having a third bite of the high lie.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Wow.
Fuck me, that's awful.
Halva. Yeah, I'm not having a third bite. I feel like I've okay, I'll have a third bite because I'm not. You know why? Because we ruined the show.
You're a professional.
Yeah. Man, fuck my God.
Wow. What do you see in this, Talia, whatever the fuck your name is? Why do you enjoy this? She says, I personally enjoy halva very much.
That's not true.
It can't be true.
See, there's something else going on here. I'm trying to put it together, and I think we're supposed to put it together. We've got this. Here, let's see what we got.
Eggs.
We got two eggs, but they might be Smarties.
Right.
M&Ms, right?
Yeah.
With Canadian and American flags. We have notes that are written on...
scrap paper, essentially.
Half pieces of paper. It's all code. Here's what you do. If you take every Smarties, S-M-A-R-T-I-E-S, you take every sixth letter on this thing... D to Canadian Percy very much smiles. Talia smiles. Oh, it says don't really like this.
Oh,
nice going.
You got us.
That's my SEAL training right there, kicking it.
Mm-hmm. Every sixth letter. You knew.
Well, I knew what to look for.
Yeah.
Look, it's a modest talent, but those guys, it's not even my doing. They train you so well, it just kicks in.
Mm-hmm. It's instinct for you at this point.
At this point, like if a firebomb goes off, I cover you up.
Right.
I lie down on top of you.
Right.
Take your pants off. Like it's just what they...
You take my pants off?
It's just what they teach you.
They teach you to take my pants off?
No, they don't. No, it's like if a firebomb goes off.
Right, there's a firebomb.
Yeah, so then, boom, dive on you to protect you,
right? Oh, because my pants are on fire. You're like, I got to get these off.
No, they're not on fire. It's what they teach you. You know, because you got body armor on.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. I'm totally confused.
Look, simple. Simple as the day.
I got it. I got that. There's a firebomb.
Yes.
You throw yourself on top of me.
I don't even think.
By instinct.
Throw on top of you.
Protect me.
Rip your pants off.
That's where you're losing me.
What part do I lose you? When I dive on top of you to protect you?
Got that.
I'm trying to protect you from the bomb.
And I appreciate that.
That's a firebomb, man.
Thank you.
You can't hear right now.
Right, right. The thing's gone off. You've got the body armor on.
What you're seeing is what Tom Hanks is seeing right now on the beach in Normandy in Saving Private Ryan.
Right. I'm stunned. I've lost my senses.
And everything's in slow motion, right?
Right.
I'm on top of you.
Thank God I'm alive.
Protecting you.
Right.
Ripping your pants.
That's where I'm lost. Where you rip my pants off. That's what I'm not understanding.
You don't have to worry about it.
I understand. It's instinct.
My training kicks in.
Right.
I automatically go, boom, save, boom, pants, boom, the rest of it.
Okay. If I accept,
yep,
boom, save, and I accept, boom, pants off.
Can't hear anything. Ears are blown out.
Okay.
You can't hear shit.
I'm not sure why that's relevant with the pants coming off. And then you said something. You said, and
if
then the rest
of it. If you cry or yell for something.
I won't hear it.
No one else can hear you either.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the SEALs teach you that.
Right.
They're like, boom, firebomb. There's plenty of guys around you.
Right. Nobody can hear a thing.
Dive on one.
Right.
A lot of times, it's not even the nearest guy.
Uh-huh.
Because say, like, Wojciechowicz is next to you. You want to dive on Wojciechowicz, right? But Palmer's got him already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Palmer's got him.
So, boom, dive on top of him.
Right.
You know, you can't. Palmer's there. He's got Wojciechowicz's pants off. Boom! You got to find the next guy, right?
Okay.
There's Alvarez. Boom! You're diving on top of Alvarez. Before you get there, Getty's on top of him.
Okay, Getty's on top of Alvarez.
Getty's got Alvarez. Pants off.
Right, nobody can hear anything.
You can't hear anything.
Right.
You see everything in slow-mo. You hear Alvarez screaming something.
Right.
Looks like, what are you doing, man?
So you can hear.
No,
because I'm hearing, what are
like
you
that.
Doing, man?
Well, maybe you can hear a little bit in the thing, but it's just, I mean, your ears are ringing, man.
Right.
You can't hear anything.
And then the rest of it. Tell me what the rest of it is.
Well, you just dive on top of the nearest guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You dive on top of him. You understand that?
I guess.
You got to protect your fellow man,
thank
man.
Thank you.
The unit.
Right.
The unit does everything together.
And thank you.
Right? It's like, there's a bomb, boom, you're on top of it to save me always. It's just, they just teach you that.
Right.
You don't even look. All I can tell you is, like, after a week of training, this stuff just kicks in. So firebomb goes up. Can't hear shit. Dive on top of the first guy you can get to. Boom! Protect them, pants off. Rest of it.
Because it's what I guess. What I'm hearing is
what
pants off. Rest of it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the rest of it is.
Yeah, that stuff. You know, it's just like with the pants off. Boom. The rest of it, and then out.
I guess that's what the training's for.
It just kicks in.
Yeah.
Like, there's other times, like, when I would have been like, what the fuck is happening, man?
Right.
And sometimes you hear some guys yelling that out because they forget their training.
Right, right.
You can't forget your training.
Yeah, you forget your training, you're lost.
Yeah. It's all about the unit, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to just protect each other all the time. Get it? Like, that's the code.
As long as you're following the code, I'm good.
Yeah. And a lot of it happens in the water.
Right.
Oh. So that's cool. Nobody can see anything anyway.
Right.
That's
can't
fine.
See it, can't hear it. It's happening in the water. Lives are saved.
Lives are saved. The rest
pants
of it,
off. The rest
of it is
got it.
Not as important.
Right.
What matters is lives are saved.
Lives are saved.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saving you. Pants
thank
off.
You.
Rest of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ratings?
Ratings.
Zero.
Not, you know what? We got to talk this through.
I don't need to talk it
zero.
Through.
Zero.
All right. I'll see you next
see
week.
See you next week.
Piece of shit candy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.